It is my prayer that you have an intense craving and appetite for God. You know, there are many other things that people have an appetite for in this life, but I pray that we just come back to the simplicity of Christ, that we just desire Him. I remember many times just opening the Bible, reading the scriptures, tears rolling down my face as God would speak to my heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're looking at Psalm 25, written by David. David was known as a man after God's own heart. But does that mean that David never made mistakes? No, my friend, he made lots of mistakes, but yet he knew the answer. He would turn towards God. In fact, we see in Psalm 25, verse 15, "My eyes are ever toward the Lord." Then it says, "For he shall pluck my feet out of the net." Have you ever had your feet caught in a net? Apparently, he was in some kind of situation. In fact, we know that there were enemies that were coming against him, trying to destroy his life. But yet David knew the answer, that God would give him the wisdom and the knowledge that was needed to help him through this situation, because God is the one that delivers. In fact, in verse 1, he says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in you." And so he can lean on God. He can bring his petition before the Lord. He trusts in God. He lifts up his soul to the Lord. He's a man that prays and believes God in the situation. Then we see in verse 4, he says this, "Show me your ways, O Lord." So David has this desire to know the ways of God. How are you going to know the ways of the Lord unless we spend time in his word? We can open up the scriptures and seek the Lord, and God will show us his ways. As David says here, "Teach me your path." So David has a heart that's teachable. Not everybody is teachable. But my friend, we should humble ourselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, asking God to show us and to teach us his ways. In fact, in verse 9, he says, "The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his ways." It's a person that subjects themselves to the Lord. I like what James said, and we can see this in chapter 4. He says in verse 6, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." See, God resists the proud person because a proud person doesn't want to know the ways of God. They think they have the answer themselves. They think they're the answer. But God resists the proud. A proud person will not subject themselves or humble themselves to the Lord. But then the Bible says, "But gives grace to the humble." A humble person is a person that knows that they need the Lord. They desire God. Praise the Lord. They know that they don't have all the answers, but they know that God does. And so they humble themselves to the Lord and they subject themselves to God. David says in verse 4, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Then he says in verse 5, "Lead me in your truth and teach me." So David has this intense craving for God to know the ways of the Lord. My friend, I pray that you also have this desire to know God and to know his word and to know his ways. Not everybody knows the Lord. Not everybody knows the ways of God. There are a lot of voices in this world, but my friend, let's learn to know the voice of God. Amen. You know, just because you're in church doesn't mean that you're hungry for the Lord. Or just because you're in Sunday school doesn't mean that you're a God seeker. No, we can be there out of just duty or just out of religious tradition, but it doesn't mean that we have a heart for God. My friend, I pray that you have this intense craving for the Lord, that you want to know him. You want to know the ways of the Lord. I remember in Bible college, just devouring the word of God, and tears would roll down my cheeks because I wanted to know God. I wanted to know his ways. I wanted to know his word. And the Lord would open up the scriptures and he would show me.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.com.